让我们祷告。 Let's pray。 主啊，我们这一次在这里奉你名字聚会，你允许我们说，若是有两三人奉你名字聚会，你在他们中间，所以我们知道你在我们中间，因为你是信实的主。愿主你叫我们每一个人不但知道你在我们中间，也叫我们感觉到你在我们中间，叫我们能仰望你，等候你向我们施恩典。我们知道许多的恩典你都在万古以前为我们预备好了，等候我们向你支持。所以今天早晨求你把你自己为我们预备好的恩典丰丰富富地赏赐给我们，恩典我们叫我们知道如何张大我们的口，让你能丰丰富富地充满我们。愿你的灵光照我们心中的眼睛，叫我们看见你的恩照在我们身上是有何等的指望。谢谢你，你所赐给我们的灵不是胆怯的灵，那是刚强仁爱谨守的灵。主啊，愿你所赐给我们的爱心在我们知识和见识上多而又多，叫我们能分别是非，做诚实无辜的人，一直到主耶稣基督的日子，并且靠着主耶稣基督，我们能浸满仁义的果子，叫清在荣耀都归给神。主啊，你叫我们彼此相爱，我们承认说我们不知道怎样相爱，但你已经把这个命令给我们，我们要相信你会教导我们，你会带领我们，你已经把你自己的爱赫赫地教给了我们。主啊，求你叫我们知道怎样让那爱在我们身上发展，以致你的荣耀能给人看见，世界上人看见了我们，就能感觉到你的慈爱，你的怜悯，你的恩典。所以主，今天我们在这里学习怎样叫你的爱给人看见，所以求你教导我们，叫我们真的面对你，面对那为我们挂在十字架上的主，你给我们好榜样，求主你给我们恩典，叫我们知道如何来效法你，好像保罗效法你一样。我们这样祷告祈求，是奉主耶稣基督的名。我昨天已经说过了，神引导我们，叫我们的弟兄什么事，昨天晚上所讲的，那么我没有同他去投过，我你先讲什么，我后来讲什么。
I've said yesterday that the Lord has led our brother Reverend Shan to talk about love, and I haven't contacted him at all, and we didn't say what we'll talk about, what he will talk about, and I will talk about.
换句话说，今天我要接他昨天晚上对我们所讲过的。
In other words, I want to continue what has been said to us last night.
这个并不是昨天晚上听了他讲以后我才记述他讲的。
It's not to say that after I heard him yesterday night that I continue his talk.
你们还记得昨天晚上他的经文在什么地方？
Do you remember where our Reverend Shan got a scripture, a passage yesterday?
啊？若是有人问你说爱的情义在什么地方，那怎么说？
If anybody asks you what is the definition of love, what can you say?
在哪里？
Where?
约翰第一书
First John
三章十六节
316.
他说错是不是？
Well, you're afraid to speak up.
不会错的。
You won't be wrong.
约翰第一书第三章十六节，这可以说是唯一的定义在世界上能找得到。
First John 3:16 can be said is to be the only definition that can be found in this world for love.
你多少弟兄姊妹们听见我或者你听见 cassette 讲到在神前进的提进的启示里面，我们心神给我们心要心度的命令是什么？
I believe that a lot of you have heard I spoke or sometimes in the cassette in God's progressive revelation what is the definition of love in the New Testament
What is God's 神给我们新约的基督徒、新约的信徒的命令是什么？
Okay, the commandment the Lord gave us in the New Testament.
有机会听过吗？
Have any of you heard of that message?
没有啊。 No, not so simple. 那比方说有人问你，你是新约的信徒，神给你什么命令？那你怎么说法？
Take for instance, if somebody asks you, now that you are a New Testament believer, and what is the commandment that the Lord gave you? How can you answer?
我们晓得神给以色列人什么？
We know that the Lord
什么, gives 什么命令?
Israel, what? What kind of commandment?
Ten commandments. 四条诫, 是不是啊? Mm-hmm. 那么神有没有命令给我们呢？
Did the Lord give us a commandment in the New Testament?
有在那里?
Where? A commandment is found in 1 John
3:23.
Romans 3:23 says what?
Yeah, 世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
That all men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马6:23呢?
How about Romans
6:23? 在基督耶稣里那是永生。好极了。那么约翰第一章，约翰第一书3:23告诉我们，我们新约的命令。
First John 3:23 tells us about a commandment in the New Testament.
我想这一点我们一定要清楚。我们今天是我们的命令，不是十条诫。这个并不是我们十条诫不要去研究，不要去思想。
I'm saying that we should understand clearly what this commandment is.
若是今天我们还是了解的话，那我们就完了。
We don't understand, then that's the...
If we only keep.
Okay, if we only keep the commandment without understanding?
No, okay. Only keep 10 commandments.
If we only keep the 10 commandments, they will be finished.
你们懂这个意思吗?
Do you understand this meaning?
因为你是了解里面有没有说信耶稣?
After you have kept the 10 commandments, have you believed in Christ?
不但是我们这个十条诫不能得救，就是在四福音的时候，耶稣就是在四福音里面，耶稣是告诉我们哪个两条诫，我们若是去修两条诫的话，还是有问题。
Not only if we only keep the Ten Commandments, cannot we be saved, but also that if we only keep the two commandments said in the Gospel book, we won't be saved either.
所以你看，就是神前进的启示，最初的时候是四条诫，到了。 四福音里面变为两条诫。
So we see in God's progressive revelation that first of all, it is the Ten Commandments and then the Two Commandments.
那么到约翰第一书第3:23就告诉我们几个命令。
And then in 1 John 3:23, there's another commandment.
几个命令? 啊? 看看看, 几个?
How many commandments?
啊? 两个命令,
Two commandments.
是不是? 可是呢, 若是你有英文圣经的话，请你看看英文圣经这个神的命令还是多数还是单数。
If you have the have English Bible, please read whether the commandment is plural or single.
Plural or single. 所以几个命令？一个命令。神只给我们一个命令，不是十条诫命。
Okay, the Lord only gave us one commandment, not 10 commandments.
这个命令是什么？
What is this commandment?
两部分啊，一个命令有两部分。
It contains two parts.
第一部分是讲什么?
What does the first part say?
Sin. 第二部分呢? 讲爱。
First part says about belief and the other part love.
那所以这是一个命令。
So it's only one commandment.
所以牧师指出了这彼此相爱的重要性, 因为这是一个命令。
Reverend Shen pointed out the importance of loving one another because it is a commandment.
Believe in Jesus Christ is a command.
Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is a commandment from God.
那么彼此相爱也是个命令。
And loving one another is another commandment.
所以换一句话说，信耶稣何等重要，彼此相爱也是同样的何等重要。
In other words, how important it is to believe in the Christ. In Jesus as the Son of God is as important as loving one another.
恐怕是为了这个缘故，所以你这个两方面不把它放为两个命令，只有一个命令。
It's probably because of the equality of importance that these two parts submerge into one commandment.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹们都晓得信耶稣的重要性。
I believe that a lot of brothers and sisters understand the importance of believing in Jesus.
那么希望主恩典我们叫我们看见彼此相爱和信耶稣同样的重要。
I really pray that brothers and sisters will see by the Lord's grace the importance also of loving one another.
我们平常相信耶稣是必须的，彼此相爱可以随便的。
We always say that believing in Jesus Christ is indispensable, and yet loving one another is okay, it's casual.
Optional.
It's optional.
但圣经告诉我们不是这样子。
But the Bible tells us that it's not so.
愿主怜悯我们，叫我们看见彼此相爱和信耶稣同样的重要，同样的严重，回首。
I really pray that the Lord will let us see that it is as important and as serious the commandment as believing in Jesus. Because these two parts are actually not two commandments but one.
信耶稣什么?
Believe in Jesus. Believe in what?
这里这个三点也很要紧的。
And this is very important.
第一，信耶稣神的儿子。
First of all, believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
早几天有弟兄 弟兄还是姊妹跟我讨论，还是在这里，还是在Minneapolis，我忘记了。总而言之，他问我，他说"轮子"什么意思？轮子，Son of Man，什么意思？
There's a brother or sister whether here in Minneapolis. He asked me, or she asked me, what is the meaning of the Son of God, Son of Man?
我说这个就是告耶稣常说他是轮子，轮子两个字的意思啊，叫希伯来文的女性就是说人。
In the Hebrew original language, the Son of Man actually just means man.
Yeah. 事实现在如果说你把这个轮子翻为希伯来文，你一定要说这个轮子，要一定要翻为轮子才是准确的希伯来文。
You must translate to Son of Man, and then it's the exact Hebrew language.
所以当轮子的时候，就是耶稣告诉我们说，他是真真实实100%的人。And
he is 100% man.
当他说神子的时候呢？
When he said he is the Son of God,
同样的意思,
it's of the same meaning.
他是100%的神,
and he is 100% God.
那这个就是圣经里面的字啊，用圣经的字典来解释。
And this is to use the word in the Bible to explain the word in the Bible.
在这里告诉我们，我们相信耶稣神的儿子，什么意思？
Here we say that we should believe that Jesus is the Son of God. What does it mean? We have to understand that Jesus Christ is 100% God. He's not a little bit below man.
It's
not part of God either.
他就是神.
He is God.
那这点很要紧.
And this is a very important point.
若是有人不是这样子相信的话,
if somebody did not believe this way,
约翰第一书第二章告诉我们说他就是第一主节。
In 1 John 1:2 it says that he is
chapter 2 chapter 3 not the Jesus the Antichrist.
Oh, he's not the Antichrist?
No, yes,
Antichrist.
He is Antichrist. So if whatever organization or institution says that Jesus Christ is not 100% God,
if any organization or institution says that Jesus Christ is not 100% God, then according to the Bible, he is the Antichrist.
所以愿主恩典我们，叫我们知道我们是信的耶稣是100%的神。
So I really pray that the Lord will have mercy upon us and let us believe that Jesus Christ is 100% God.
因为这个是最要紧的一点。
Because this is the most important point.
若是他不是神的儿子的话，那底下耶稣基督都有了问题了。
If he is not the Son of God, then Jesus Christ is the problem itself.
我们相信我们的主是100%的神。
Believe that the Lord is 100% God. We believe that he is Jesus.
因为耶稣意思就是耶和华拯救我们。
Because Jesus means Jehovah saves.
Yeah. 耶稣这两个耶就是耶和华的缩写。
J means Jehovah.
主就是说拯救或者说救主都可以。
Assist can be explained as saved or the savior.
Yeah, 因为这个字啊这么短，你把它当为动词也可以，你把它当为名词也可以。
Because this word is so short, you can take it as a verb or noun.
所以你说耶和华拯救，或者耶和华是救主都可以。
So you can either say Jesus saves, or Jehovah saves, or Jehovah is the savior.
这个就是我们信，在我们信一方面。
That is concerning the part of faith.
我们信耶稣能拯救我们脱离一切的罪。
We believe that Jesus Christ can save us from all sins.
He
not only does he wash away our sins, but he also move the sins away from us. We also believe that Jesus Christ.
什么意思基督呢?
What does the word Christ mean?
基督就是弥赛亚的意思,
Christ means the Messiah.
圣经告诉我们说基督就是弥赛亚的意思。
The Bible tells us that Christ means the Messiah.
若是你们开旧约你们就知道弥赛亚当这个弥赛亚这个事情在旧约提到的时候总是讲到他带着荣耀再来。
If you read the word Messiah in the Old Testament, always with saying that he will come in glory.
所以这是我们的盼望.
This is our hope.
我们相信了耶稣, 我们盼望他的再来.
We believe in Jesus and we believe and we hope for his coming again.
那么呢, 底下去说, 也照着这个命令彼此相爱.
And therefore, we should do according to the commandment and love one another.
为什么这个彼此相爱 对于基督再来这么关系这么大的关系
Why is this commandment of loving one another so much related with Jesus coming again?
请你们看一节圣经好不好?
Please turn to the Bible and read
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章
Please turn to 1 Thessalonians Chapter
3 第三章十二节
Chapter 3 verse
2 这里说有缘主 叫你们彼此相爱的心并爱忠人的心都能增长充足如同我们爱你们一样好使你们当我们主耶稣同他终身如来的时候在我们父神面前心里坚固成为圣洁无可责备所以是启示录年
1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 12 and 13 says, So that you may command the respect of outsiders and be dependent on nobody, but we would not have you...
Are you sure? Sorry. Third.
Chapter 3? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 12 says, And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all men as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
彼此相爱与主耶稣基督再来有密切的关系。
Loving one another and Lord's coming is closely related.
因为这个兴旺都要过去的。
Because faith and hope will pass away.
爱是永远长存的。
But love will abide forever.
我也曾经说过,一切在国度里面只是根据我们现在在地上的训练。
I said that everything that will happen in the kingdom is according to the training we have in this earth. So if we don't know how to love one another on this earth, and I'm sure we will feel uncomfortable when we enter into his kingdom. Do you believe this word?
如果我们现在不训练彼此相爱的话，将来你进到他的国度里面，你不会感觉到不舒服。
If we don't train ourselves to love one another on this earth, then we'll feel uncomfortable when we enter into his kingdom.
我们从东方来的人呢，平常就是就是晓得英文的话，平常是没有这个机关讲英文。
We from the Orient are not used to speaking English.
到了这里以后你要讲英文了
After you came to America you have to speak English
初初的时候我们很不惯
In the beginning we are not very used to it
那么要想讲又不敢讲
We want to speak but we are afraid to speak
那么讲出来又怕讲错了
We speak we are afraid that we speak something wrong
有些弟兄姊妹们到了美国以后要到两年以后才能间接机关
Some brothers and sisters took them 2 years before they get used to speaking English in America
这个就是说我们现在要学习相爱的
And that is why we should learn to love one another at this time.
你们记得保罗有个祷告在菲律宾书里面。
Most of you will remember there's a prayer that Paul said in Philippians.
菲律宾书第一章,
Philippians chapter 1,
第九节起,
verse 9 onward.
我所祷告的是什么呢? 就是要你们的爱心, 这个是为爱心的祷告。 在知识和各样见识上都有都
This is a prayer of love, it says in verse 9 It is my prayer that your love may abound more and more
使你们能分别是非做诚实无辜的人 指什么呢? 知道基督的律子
with knowledge and all discernment until when? Until the Lord's day.
在这里当然这个祷告是一个特别的祷告。
This prayer of course is a special prayer.
我们平常就是不会这么祷告。
Ordinarily, we would not pray like this.
我们只都说主啊加增我爱灵魂的心或者加增我爱你的心。
We will just say, well, Lord, increase my love for my neighbor or for you.
但是正当祷告在这里说，求主教我们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
But here, Lord, Paul says that Paul asked the Lord to help him to increase in knowledge and all discernment.
那么这样子的多而又多的话呢，叫我们能分辨是非。
And because of the knowledge that's increased, then we can discern.
那么我们能做一个诚实无辜的人，直到基督这里的，直到基督的日子。
And we can become pure and blameless for the day of Christ.
这是主给我们的命令，我们要相信他是神的儿子，相信他是耶稣，也相信他是基督。那么，我们也照着这个命令彼此相爱。
And this is the commandment the Lord has given us, that we should believe that He's the Son of God, and that He's Christ and He's the Savior, and we should do so by loving one another.
叫我所观察的，凡是弟兄姊妹们，他们彼此相爱的人，对基督这一来，他都他们都清楚的看见。
Through my observation, I observed that a lot of brothers and sisters who know how to love one another has a clear understanding of the Lord's coming. In the church history, it's so.
所以在教会里面，若是说不足以主这类这个真理的话，你要弟兄姊妹相爱就很难。
So in a church, if the Lord's coming is not emphasized, then it's very hard to ask brothers and sisters to love one another.
为了彼此相爱这样子重要，主给我们向后看，向前看。
Because it's so important to love one another, the Lord let us look back and look forward.
看回去，看他的十字架。
Look back, look at his cross.
也要我们看前面，看他的荣耀的再来。
And he wants us to look forward for his glorious coming again.
所以求主恩典我们，叫我们看见彼此相爱的重要性。
I really pray that the Lord will help us to see the importance of loving one another.
现在我们要讲到，既要讲彼此相爱，我们也讲讲什么叫做爱。
Now that we're talking about loving one another, I should expound on something about love.
因为这个字啊，一直来是无假抽用。
Because this word love has been misused many times in the past.
那么现在在美国是根本这个字啊是已经滥用了。
This word has been greatly misused in America today.
许多年轻的人讲这个问题，他们也欣赏这个问题，可是许多人对这个问题就是一懂也不懂。
A lot of people have pondered over this question, but they couldn't understand it.
那么，中国的青年在这个样子社会当中，不知不觉之间也受了影响。
And Chinese young Christians are affected in some way.
所以为了这个缘故，近来在中国青年人当中，他结婚的问题也比从前麻烦了。
And therefore, there are more trouble among marriage among young Chinese Christians.
所以今天早晨求主恩典，我们叫我们能看见什么叫做爱。
So by the Lord's grace, I want to examine with you what it means to be to love.
我们知道主耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
We know that the Lord was nailed to the cross for us.
这是他的动作。
This is his action.
他的动机是什么呢？
What is his motivation?
因为根据哥林多前书。 13章告诉我们说，就是我们为人舍命的话，也可以不死爱。
According to 1 Corinthians 13, it says that even if you lay down your life for others, you may not know love.
因为他明明告诉我，就是我为了别人焚烧自己，却没有爱，就算不得什么。
It says clearly that even if you burn yourself for others and you don't love, then it's nothing.
我们的主耶稣基督为我们钉在十字架上。
Our Lord was nailed to the cross for us.
不但是他的动作,
not only his action.
他里面还有一个要紧的动机在哪里?
In his inner heart, he has a very important motivation.
所以今天我们来看看。
So let's examine this question today.
让我们再返到约翰第一书第3章16节。
Let's turn back to 1 John 3:16.
在这里告诉我们说，主为我们舍命。 我们从此就知道何为爱。
Here it says that by this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And we ought to lay down our life for the brethren.
那第一部分呢， 我们一点也没有困难。
First part, we don't have problem understanding at all.
我说在解经一方面一点也没有困难。
In terms of biblical interpretation, we don't have problem.
特别是昨天晚上神牧师讲得很清楚，也很有力地告诉我们。
Especially that Reverend Paul Chan explained it powerfully and clearly yesterday night.
我们弟兄讲道真有理，我就赶不上他。I
really feel that our brother preached really powerfully.
所以每一次讲道以后，他从他的全身大汗啊。That's
firing all over every time he preached.
Praise the Lord. 赞美主，主的恩典在他身上。
Praise the Lord for his grace upon him.
可是第二部分有了问题。
But the second part posed some problem.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us.
主换一句话说，什么叫真爱？
In other words, what is love?
主为我们舍命。
The Lord laid down his life for us.
这个停义不但是停一个停义，还是一个动作来做停义。
Not only is this a definition, but also an action.
什么叫真爱？
What does it mean to love?
你看主耶稣基督就知道了。
Look at Jesus Christ and you know.
因为他在十字架上为我舍命。
Because he was nailed to the cross for me.
第二部分,
Second part.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And we ought to lay down our life for the brethren.
弟兄姊妹们，你有几个命呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, how many lives do you have?
几个命?
How many lives?
一个命。
One.
那你能爱弟兄姊妹们几次?
How many times can you love brothers and sisters?
你只有一个命，是不是？
You have only one life, right?
那准确地说起来，你只能爱弟兄姊妹们一次。
So accurately speaking, you can only love brothers and sisters once.
所以我们发现这个问题。
I discovered this problem.
那到底什么意思呢？
What does it mean really here?
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
That we should lay down our life for the brethren.
在这个原文里面，这个命字不是一个命字。
In the original language, life does not mean life.
这是魂字，魂。
Oh, it means soul.
那反中文，你不能说主为我们舍魂，哪这个像什么中文呢？
When you translate into Chinese, you can't say that the Lord laid down his soul for me.
所以中文就把它翻为生命。
And that's why the translation, translated word is life.
事实呢是魂子，
but actually it is soul.
所以底下呢说，我们也当为弟兄舍命，也应该原来也是也当为弟兄舍魂。
And also in the original language means that we should lay down soul for our brethren.
你说这样子呢，更糟了，更不清楚了啊！
It said that this is even more confusing.
主为我们舍魂，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍魂。
But this we know love that he laid down his soul for us, and we ought to lay down our souls for the brethren.
那这个随着英文讲得很清楚，随着原来是放下的意思。
Oh, lay down means just to lay down.
In Chinese translation, give up.
Oh, in Chinese translation, it means to
give up. 那在这里意思就是说，主为我们放下魂，我们从此我们就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄放下魂。
So it means that he laid down his soul for us, and by this we know love, and so we ought to lay down souls for the brethren also.
那么这样子还是不清楚。<laughs> And
this is still not clear enough.
这个魂在这里什么意思呢？
What does this soul mean here?
那特别是对不信主的人，他们以为魂就是鬼。
Especially to the non-believers, they thought that souls are ghosts.
什么叫魂？
What does it mean? What does soul mean?
那这个魂字在新约 旧约虽然是这个不同的字，可是意思一样的。
The soul in Old Testament and New Testament are different, but they are the same meaning.
来，在以赛亚53章一个好例子给我们看看。We
can find a good example in Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53章，12节，verse 12。
所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强劲的军分如。 因为他将命倾倒，这个命啊，原文是魂子，因为他将魂倾倒，以至于死，也被立在罪犯之中。Therefore,
I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors.
所以英文翻为魂啊。And
in English translation, translated the word to be soul.
中文翻为命呢，这个叫中文说起来是应该翻为命。A
Chinese translation translated into life, but actually should be soul.
因为若是说，因为他将魂倾倒，这个中文就不通了。Because
if you say that he poured out his life to death, then life does not make sense at all.
So if life in Chinese translation soul would be meaningless.
If the Chinese translation translates into soul, then it doesn't make sense.
在这里啊，在上呃，在这里这个面子原来是魂字。
This word life is actually soul.
这个字呢，这个魂字啊，在十一句也有，可是一句中文老先生翻得很好，不是把它翻为魂。
Soul is also mentioned in verse 11, and the translation is very good.
你们念是一句猜猜看好吗？是什么字啊？在这里中文老先生把它翻为啊翻为把它翻为另外一个翻法，事实呢是魂字。
Try to read verse 11 and find out how the Chinese translation translate that word.
试试看。
Try.
什么字？两个字，是两个字。
It's two words.
啊？猜得出来？
Can you find out?
不是新满意者。啊？啊，再说，不是，自己对了
，himself，
自己啊
，self，
这是一句说他看见自己劳苦的功效，这个自己两字原来是他的魂。
Said that he shall see the fruit of the travail of his soul. The word soul is actually himself.
Yeah. 原文就是说，他必看见他闻的劳苦。
Says in the original language that he see his
English is the same.
Okay, the travail of his soul.
Yeah, travail of soul. 所以什么叫做魂？
So what does the word soul mean?
魂常是指的人的。人的自己。
So soul means self.
比方当以色列人进埃及的时候。
Take for instance when the Israelites enter into Egypt.
Yeah. 圣经告诉我们说，那一个支派有多少人，那一个支派有多少人。
The Bible tells us that tells us how many people is in a certain tribe.
原文就多少魂。
In the original language, it says.How many souls?
Yeah, 他们在这个创世纪四十六章二十七节说，雅各家来到埃及共有七十人，原来就是七十个魂。
In Genesis chapter 46, verse 27.
Yeah.
It says, and the sons of Joseph who were born of him in Egypt were two, and all the persons in the house of Jacob that came to Egypt were 70. Persons were actually souls.
你看。比方说前面十五节。
Look at verse 15。
四十六章十五节。
Okay, 46:15.
Yeah.
Okay. There are sons of Lee, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan-Aram, together with his daughter Dina, altogether with sons and daughters number 33.
原来是三十二个魂。
It also says it should be
33 魂
should be 33 souls.
所以你在这里在圣经里面告诉我们说魂这个字啊，当然这个魂字有热字的，一个人的思想，一个人的情感，一个人的意志。可是在用在当一个警告用的时候，常指的人的自己。
So also can of course can be explained as the man's a person's thinking, his emotion, his will, but also it should be translated as self.
好，如果这样子的话，我们这里翻这里翻译这一节圣经试试看，我们能了解吧。
So let's turn back and see if we can understand this biblical verse.
主为我们放下自己，从此我们就知道何为爱。
By this we know love, that the Lord laid down himself for us, that we know what is love.
我们也当为弟兄放下自己。
That we ought also to lay down ourselves for the brethren.
这样子就容易了吧？
Isn't that easy now?
主为我们放下自己，我们从此我们就知道何为爱。
By this we know love, that the Lord laid down himself for us, and we know what is love.
我们也当为弟兄放下自己。
And we should lay down ourselves for the brethren.
什么就是爱的定义？
What is the definition of love?
爱的定义就是放下自己。
The definition of love is to lay down yourself.
以后若是年轻有年轻人同你说，哎，某某人，你真好看，你真美丽，你真本事，我真爱你。那么你最好说 ，Shut up your mouth.
If somebody tell you that, oh, you're beautiful and handsome and good and I love you, then you better tell him, shut up your mouth.
因为你不知道什么叫做爱。
Because you don't know what is love.
什么叫做爱？放下你自己。
What does it mean to love? That means to lay down yourself.
若是你懂得这一点的话，你才知道爱和罪呀、啊、正好相对。
If you understand this, then you know that love and sin is just opposite.
什么叫做罪？
What does sin mean?
罪的原则是什么？
What is the principle of sin?
Element
of sin.
罪的原则就是自己。
The element of sin is self.
爱是什么呢？
What is love?
爱就是没有自己。
Love does not have self.
主耶稣基督在世界上，我们看见他这个随即不但是在十字架上，他在降生以前就先有随即，到了世界上以后，过了随即的生活，到了末了为我们死在十字架上。
We see that the Lord leads a selfless life on earth, and even before he came to earth, and he nailed himself on a cross for us.
他的一生没有自己。
His own life does not have him, does not have self.
我们看约翰福音，他告诉我们说，他所讲的是天父要他讲的。
We look at Gospel according to John. We know that whatever he says is said, what the Lord wants him to say. What God wants him to say.
他所做的是父要他做的。
Whatever he does is done according to the will of the God of the Father.
所以他说，你们当中有谁能指证我有罪呢？
So he said, who among you can accuse me that I have sinned?
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给我们，所以独生子是神爱的表示。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and his only begotten son is the symbol of God's love.
主耶稣基督是神爱的启示。
Jesus Christ is the revelation of love.
所以在他身上找不到自己。
And therefore we cannot find self in Jesus Christ.
我们常讲彼此相爱，我也感觉到有时候我们就讲得太大了。
Sometimes I feel that we enlarge the topic too much when we speak of loving one another.
Yeah, that speak too big.
Speaking too big.
好像昨天晚上沈牧师也提到，我们有时候讲以后还是讲了一大套，还是不知道讲什么。
Yesterday, Reverend Chan said that sometimes we talk too much and we don't understand what we're talking about.
哥林多前书十三章真的啊，讲了这么多，你念了以后真是不知道。念完以后还不知道爱是什么东西。
You read 1 Corinthians 13 and said so much, but you don't really understand what love is.
所以今天我们考出点，我们要把它来找一点啊，实际的例子。
So by the Lord's grace, I want to find some practical definition, practical examples.
在让我们在主耶稣基督身上找一找。
Let us find such examples, in Jesus Christ Himself.
那这个魂，这个魂字啊，我们在圣经里平常我们把它。分为三个作用，三个功用，我介绍。
This soul can be divided into three functions in the Bible.
第一就是说情感一方面的。
First part is emotions.
第二呢是这个理智一方面的。
The second part is intellect.
第三呢就是意志一方面。
Third part is will.
让我们看看主耶稣基督怎样把他自己的情感放下来，把他的。理智放下来，我就说把他的思想放下来，把他的意志放下来。
Let's see how the Lord laid down his emotions, his intellect, and his will.
那么让我们看看，我们在我们日常生活上有没有，或者肯不肯，或者能不能把我们的情感、理智、意志放下来。
And let's see in our life whether we can or are willing to lay down our emotions, intellect, and will.
什么叫弟兄姊妹们相爱？弟兄相爱。
What does it mean to love one another?
就是说你肯为弟兄的缘故，为弟兄姊妹们的缘故，把自己的思想情感意志放下来。
That means that you're willing to lay down your emotions, your intellect and your will for your brothers and sisters.
若是我们能放下来的话，那就是能相爱。
If we are willing to lay down these things, then we're able to love one another.
主耶稣基督在世界上给我们榜样就是他放下来。
The example that the Lord set for us when he was on earth was that he laid down himself for us.
他也愿意我们放下来。
And he wants us to lay down ourselves too.
好，让我们现在再找一点，找几个例子，好不好？
Now let us look at some examples.
我想第一个例子就看看路加福音，好不好？
Let's turn to Luke for the first example.
路加福音第二章三十九节。
Luke 2:39.
四十九节不是三十九，四十九节到五十一节。
49-51.
我们都知道这件事情。
We all have read about this incident.
主耶稣基督留在耶路撒冷。
The Lord remained in Jerusalem.
他要研究神的话语。
He want to study the Lord's word.
现在。约瑟和他的母亲来找到他。
And Joseph and his mother came to fetch him.
他向他们说，为什么你要找我呢？
He said, why did you sought me?
难道你不晓得我应当以我父的事为业吗？
Did you know that I must be in my father's house?
好，虽然如此，五十一节告诉我们说，他就同他们下去回到拿撒勒。
Although he should be doing that thing actually, but he went down with them to Nazareth.
并且尊重他们。
And was obedient to them.
那弟兄姊妹，您能告诉我吗？在这里，我们的主耶稣基督放下什么？
Here, what did Jesus Christ, our Lord, lay down?
啊，放下他的情感呢，还是放下他的思想，还是放下他的意志？
Did he lay down his emotions, his intellect, or his will?
啊，弟兄说 will.
Brother said will.
情感。
Emotions.
还有吗？思想。
How about intellect?
那在这里呢，我们可以说放下他的 will， 是不是
？Here we can say that he laid down his will。
你也可以说放下他的情感。
You can say that he laid down his emotions。
你若是情感的话，意思说他很爱主的话，那现在爸爸妈妈要他回去，他只好放下他的情感。
He laid down his emotions because although he loved the Lord, he was obedient to his parents and he went back with them。
你也可以说他是他的 will， 他定规要研究神的话。
You can say that he laid down his will because he wanted to study the Lord's word.
那现在他没有办法要改变他的主意。
There's no way, and so he had to change his mind.
可是比较起来，在这件事情上呢，好像情感一方面比意志一方面更明显一些。
But in comparison, it seems that emotion is more clear than will.
当他做了一件事情，很欢喜这件事情的时候，忽然之间。有人要他做另外的一件事情，他就肯把他所欢喜的事情放下来，那这个叫做爱。
He was doing something that he liked very much, and yet because for somebody else, he was willing to put aside this and do something else, and this is love.
这个就是叫做放下他自己。
And this is what it mean by laying down himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们，有时候我们想，哎呦，主耶稣基督的爱，我怎么能跟得上呢？
And sometimes brothers and sisters will say that, oh, the Lord's love, how can I catch up with him?
事实呢，一切。主给我们都是我们能的。
Actually, whatever the Lord gives us, we are able to do.
有时候我们想的太过度了。
Sometimes we just go too far.
我们要记得，我们这个天性呢，欢喜过度，或者不及。Our nature
like to overdo things.
Or underdo things.
主
要我们信耶和华眼中看为真的事。
The Lord wants us to do what Jehovah thinks
to do right in his sight. To do right in his sight.
The Lord wants us to do whatever Jehovah sees is right in his eyes.
圣经告诉我们说，一个好的犹太王啊，他就不偏主有信耶和华眼中看为真的事。
A good Israel king do not lean to the right or left, but do whatever the Lord sees right in his eyes.
我们应该在这些事情上学这个样，学圣经所告诉我们的。
And we should learn from this.
那弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
有时候让我们知道这一点，彼此相爱不是真是太高，我们没有法子可以接得到的。
Don't think that loving one another is a lofty thing that we cannot reach.
平常有许多的时候，你真比方说你正好做你的功夫做得很高兴。
For example, sometimes you're doing something, engaged in something you like, want to do very much.
有一个弟兄或者有个姊妹要你帮忙他，这件事情也非常要紧的。
And a brother or sister wants to come over and ask you for help, and this is very important.
你就把你自己的工作放下来去帮他的忙。
And you lay down your work and go and help her or him.
那这个就是说效法没有什么冲突的。
Sometimes there's things that do not have conflict with God.
他们要你帮忙。
They want you to help out.
那平常有时候我们说我太忙了，没功夫。我要考试。
Sometimes you say that I'm too busy. I can't do. I have to have my exams to study for.
可是有时候只有五分钟的时间，十分钟的时间，难道你就省不出这个五分钟、十分钟的时间来帮他们的忙吗
？But sometimes it only take five or ten minutes. Can't you even spare that time to help them out?
有时候就是因为我们不舍得，不肯放下这个五分钟或十分钟，叫他心中难受。
But sometimes it's because we are willing to spare this 5 or 10 minutes that we make them unhappy in their hearts.
他们说你们这些还是基督徒，父母都要你帮忙都不肯帮忙的。
You say that you call yourself Christians, and yet when your parents ask you to help and you are willing to,
是求主怜悯我们，叫我们知道在我们的日常生活上，我们要学主的样子，放下我们自己。
I really pray that by Lord's mercy that we're able to lay down ourselves in our daily lives.
现在差不多在各处地方同样的情形，在这一切的巴伯这个圣经班里面，在那里劳心劳力的弟兄姊妹们就是这几个。
There's only a few brothers and sisters are working very hard everywhere.
那这个不是好现象。
This is not a very good sign.
这个就是说弟兄姊妹们不懂相爱的重要性。
And this means that brothers and sisters do not understand the importance, the essence of loving one another.
或者可以说他们不懂彼此相爱是什么意思。
Or we can say that they don't understand what loving one another means.
当然了，有些弟兄姊妹们说，哎，若是他们告诉我的话，教我的话，我一定肯帮忙。
And some brothers and sisters will say that, well, if somebody come over and ask me for help, of course I will help out.
但是你如果说你真有爱心的话，你不需要等到别人请你，是不是？
But actually, if you have love yourself, then you don't have to wait for somebody to come over to help, ask for help.
我们都知道我们要爱主。
We know that we should love the Lord.
当你爱一个人的时候，
When you love somebody,
是不是样样事情都要他请你以后你才做？
Do you have to wait for that person to come over to ask for before you help out?
事实上正好相反。
But actually, it's just the opposite.
你有时候会送上去的，问他说：“哎，我能不能帮助你这个？我能不能做这个
？”Sometimes you just go voluntarily and say, "Can I help out in this or that?"
那请记得，这些是小事情啊。
Remember, these are really trivial things.
可这小事情就是彼此相爱的基础。
But these trivial things actually build the foundation of loving one another.
那我们再看一个例子。
Let us look at another example.
比方说马太福音是七章二十四节。
Take for instance, Matthew 17, verse 24.
我相信你们也懂得这个故事。
I'm sure all of you know the story.
有一人要向耶稣收定税。
Somebody asked Jesus to pay tax.
这个定税呢，是给圣殿做圣殿的费用的。
This taxes
for temple.
Or for the use of a temple.
那么主耶稣知道，这个圣殿是神的殿。
The Lord knows that the temple is the God's house.
主耶稣知道是神的儿子。
And Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
怎么样，他儿子还要付自己家里的税的
？Does the son have to pay the tax for his own house?
可是呢，主耶稣知道，就叫彼得去在这个鱼壳里面拿银子。
But Jesus Christ asked Peter to get a shekel from the mouth of the fish.
弟兄姊妹们，你能不能告诉我，这种情形之下，主耶稣基督的方式是什么？
Can you tell me, brothers and sisters, in this situation, what did the Lord Jesus Christ lay down?
啊？理智。
He laid down his intellect.
思想啊。主耶稣基督晓得，他们不晓得，为了他们不晓得，就迁就他们。
The Lord knew, but they didn't know. So the Lord, for their sake.Are willing to give up his will.
一个基督徒他的灵命长进不长进，在这个一方面就能看得出来。
Whether Christians grow spiritually or not can be seen from this part.
当他思想的时候，他是不是以自己为标准，还是以那个客观的事实为标准
？In his thinking, whether he focuses on his own will or whether he uses the objective environment as a standard.
当一个弟兄向你请教的时候。你是不是感觉到你为什么这么傻的？
when a brother come over to ask you something, do you say it in your heart how silly this guy is?
你是一位弟兄，你就晓得哦，他不懂，我应该好好的告诉他。
Or do you say in your heart that oh, this brother does not know, then I should teach him with all my heart?
主耶稣基督就是这样子的一位。
And Jesus Christ thinks this way.
他体恤人的愚昧。
He really understands people's ignorance.
因为人不懂的话，他情愿加忙他的工作，情愿加督他的动作，叫人得到他所要的，他所应该得的。
Because other people don't understand or are ignorant, that he's willing to give more of his time to teach these people.
那主耶稣基督在世界上的时候
，Jesus Christ when he was on earth.
他不但是这样子体恤人。
Not only was he considerate of man in this way,
他还有一个方法体恤人。
He has other ways of being considerate to man.
那我们看看马可福音十六章第七节有一件事情。
Let's turn to Mark 16:7. There's a few words here which is very special.
他说, 你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得,
He said, but go tell his disciples and Peter.
为什么不说约翰, 雅各或者安德烈?
Why didn't it say Peter, John, Andrew, or James?
这里特别把彼得提出来,
he specially mentioned Peter.
那你们能告诉我吗?
Can you tell me why?
因为彼得怎么样? 冲动派。 冲动派也不一定，因为约昨天晚上什么事告诉我们是约翰雅各，他们恐怕比彼得还要冲动一些，因为他们叫做，所以他们称号叫做雷子分队。哦，嗯，对了，因为他三次不承认主。Because
for three times denied the Lord.
那彼得想。 现在主复活那糟糕了那不得了那不得了
Peter said oh I'm in big trouble
那我看见他一定要大大的斥责一顿
If I saw him then he will scold me
他不打发我去地狱那是已经是天大的恩典了
If he didn't send me to hell then it's already great grace
我们主晓得他有这种惧怕
The Lord knows that he has such fear
如果你念圣经的话，你就感觉到了这件事情，圣经很特别的，不但提了一次，差不多有三次圣经提到彼得，主耶稣显现给彼得的事情。If
you read the Bible, then you realize it's only not only once but three times that the Lord appeared to Peter.
就是这个保罗写书信的时候，他也提到这个事情。Even
Peter, when he wrote his epistles, he mentioned this thing.
他说，并且写信给基法。
He said he even appeared to Sapphira.
所以这件事情里，在门徒当中啊，好像是这个也给门徒的影响很深。And
this also gave a very deep impression to the disciples.
主耶稣基督在这里放下他的什么，弟兄姊妹们？What
did Jesus Christ lay down here, brothers?
放下他什么？What
did he lay down here?
情感呢，还是思想呢，还是意志
？Emotions, intellect, or will?
Emotion 情感一方面当然
Emotions of course
因为彼得这样子三次不承认
Because Peter denied the Lord for three times
那平常的时候我们一定会说你这个人真是不争气我在世界上对你这么好常带你走那你到了我临死的时候不止一次三次不承认你这个人还是人
The Lord will say that, Peter, how can you deny me for three times because I treated you so well when I was on earth? But he laid down his emotions.
你们记得同样的情形呢,他在钉在十字架的时候,第一句话怎么说?
What is the first word the Lord uttered when he was nailed on the cross?
他怎么说?
What did he say?
父啊,赦免他们,因为他们所做的不知道。
God forgive them because what they do, they don't understand.
这个放下什么?
What did he lay down there?
情感当然情感了，是不是？这些人把耶稣钉在十字架上
，These people they nailed Jesus Christ on the cross.
那我们就说钉在十字架上，好像这几个字很容易的。
To nail down the cross seems very simple.
若是你真懂得钉十字架上的那个时候的痛苦，你就知道这件事情真是不容易担当的事情。
But if you really understand the pain of being nailed on the cross, then you understand that it's not something easily borne.
这几分钟以前，他们把钉子刻骨他的。
A few minutes ago, they pierced nails through his hand and put him on a cross.
那现在挂起来,
and hung him up.
那这个钉被钉子钉破了的这个地方都在哪里发痛?
And the part that being pierced through by nail was very painful.
血在哪里流出来?
And blood came up from there.
可一分钟一分钟的干开起来。
And the mouth was getting thirsty and thirstier.
那也，可是他的那个时候还会说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的不知道。
But at that time, he can still say, Lord, forgive them because what they do, they don't know.
我们晓得Stephen也有同样的情形。
We understand that Stephen has the same situation.
比较起来呢，没有像耶稣这么难受。
But of course, he did not suffer as much as Jesus himself.
这个当然，我们可以说主耶稣就是放下他的情感。
And we can say that Jesus laid down his emotions.
他不但放下他自己的情感
Not only did he lay down his own emotions
他也会想到彼得的难处
He also thought of the difficulties Peter might be in.
他的思想非常客观,
his thinking is always very objective.
弟兄姊妹们, 我希望主恩典我们叫我们的思想能客观。
Brothers and sisters, I really pray that the Lord will have mercy about thinking as objective.
多少是我们弟兄姊妹不相爱, 就是我们不, 我们思想不会客观。
A lot of time we can't love one another because our thoughts are not objective.
不但如此, 就是有多少的夫妻当中有问题, 就是丈夫也不肯客观的思想, 妻子也不肯客观的思想。
Sometimes there are problems among wives and husbands because they refuse to be objective in their thinking.
不久之前我遇见一对夫妇。
One time I have met a couple.
他们告诉我说，他说有时候我们两个人神经紧张起来的，还会吵架的。
Sometimes it said when we are nervous, then we will quarrel.
可是呢，我们晓得这个吵架并不是我本身如此啊。
It said that we quarrel because not because of myself.
这个就是因为有时候工作忙了，有时候环境有特殊的情形，我们就紧张了。
But because of work gets really busy in it because of environment that we get nervous.
所以我们两个人都晓得，这是因为环境的缘故，就工作的缘故紧张，所以并不是真心的。
We know that we are really affected by the busyness of work and also environment. And it's not really from ourselves that we want to quarrel.
所以就是吵架了以后，一下子我们就好了。So
we just quarrel for a while and then we get along again.
那这点我相信，有许多弟兄姊妹们都经历过了，是不是
？I'm sure a lot of brothers and sisters have experienced this.
我有时对初次结婚的人说，
sometimes I tell newlyweds，
我说你们有没有到了一个程度，你们当中有一个人说好，我同你离婚。
Have you reached such an extent that one person will say I will divorce you？
我说，请记得没有什么特许，你不要以为你们家里特许的啊。
Please don't think this is something special in your family。
这是普通的。
This is very ordinary。
事实你没有到讲这个话的时候，证明了你们的生活还没有调整好啊。
If you have not reached this extent, that means that your life has not been adapted well.
有时还不止一次。
Sometimes not only once.
所以不要以为太严重了啊。
Please don't think that it's something serious.
这是家常便饭。
This is really ordinary food in the family.
几次以后才知道这个话讲什么，没有什么用处嘛。
After a few times, you know that this word has no function at all.
所以以后就是感觉到不要再讲，讲讲没有什么意思的。
And then you stop saying because you think it is meaningless.
那就是说，也是我们的思想要客观。
So that it means that our thinking should be objective.
我们常说爱爱，我们的思想从来不客观的，你是无从爱起。
We always say love, love, but if your thinking is not objective, then you can't start loving.
我们看见母亲那个是伟大的爱。
We can see that the mother's love is a great love.
母亲那个就是她能客观的思想。
A mother's love is so great because she is able to think objectively.
有时候爸爸发气了要打孩子，那么妈妈会要说话了。
Sometimes a father loses temper and wants to beat his child, then the mother will say something.
她说，他这么大的年纪，你希望多少呢？
Sometimes the mother will say he's already so old.
Yeah, he's so young. Oh. How much you can expect?
Sorry, he's so young. How much can you expect from him?
那这个就证明说，爸爸这个客观思想没有像妈妈客观思想这么好。
That means that the father is not as objective as the mother in his thinking.
所以这个缘故，许多小孩子欢喜同他的妈妈在一起啊。
And this for this reason, a lot of children like to be with their mothers.
因为妈妈，比爸爸。
Because it's easier for mothers than fathers to have objective thinking.
在圣经里面有一个地方告诉我们说，主耶稣基督哭了。
In one part of the Bible, it tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ wept.
那么圣经也告诉我们说，为什么要哭？
And also tell us why he wept.
我们常常想，这个哭是弱者的表现，弱者 expression of weak.
We always think that weeping is a sign of weakness.
所以有许多人像呢，这个，特别是有许多男人说，男子汉大丈夫，我们不哭的。
A lot of men say we don't cry because we are strong.
We are hero. We are great. 但是圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督哭。
But the Bible told us that Lord Jesus Christ cried.
为什么他哭呢？
Why did he weep?
我们看看看啊，约翰第十一章。
Let's turn to John 11.
35节告诉我们说耶稣哭了。
Verse 35 tells us that the Lord wept.
33节告诉我们说他为什么哭。
36 tells us why he wept.
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同类的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又忍又愁。那么到三十五节说，耶稣哭了。
In verse 34 it said, it says, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. And in 35 it says, Jesus wept.
这个我们说耶稣放下什么？
Here what did the Lord Jesus Christ lay down?
放下什么？
What did he lay down?
啊？放下什么？哭的我们晓得了，主耶稣基督本来不需要哭的，可是为了他们的缘故，看见他们哭，他也哭了。这个叫什么？放下他的
情感。
情感。
The Lord Jesus Christ did not need to weep, but when he saw them weeping, he wept also. That means the Lord Jesus Christ also laid down his emotions.
我们有时候太主观。
We are too subjective.
当一个弟兄很高兴跑来告诉你说，你想到我拿到 scholarship 了。
When a brother was very excited and came to tell you that he received scholarship.
那你说
哦，
那若是你是要弟兄相爱的话，你说真的真的赞美主。
If you really love your brother, then you should say really, really praise the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们，所以弟兄相爱是很简单的、很普通、很平常的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, loving one another is a really ordinary thing.
That just means, 在这个意思就是说，你把你自己情感放下来。
That means you just lay down your emotions.
特别是你有一件事情，将来有一件事情遭遇到，叫你心中很难受。
Maybe you just confronted an incident that made you very upset.
那么有一弟兄或者姊妹，他正好蒙住大师恩典。
Brothers and sisters, when he was really blessed by the Lord.
那在这里就一个试验了，看你能不能弟兄相爱。
And this is a test whether you can love one another.
你能不能放下你自己不高兴的事情，同他一同喜乐。
Whether you're able to lay down your unhappiness and rejoice with him.
这就圣经告诉与喜乐论同乐，与哀哭的论同苦。
And this is what the Bible says when you rejoice with the joyful and weep with the mournful.
你从未免回来。你正好从这个海滩上回来。
When you just returned from the beach.
因为今天一天啊，你有很好的时候，同许多弟兄姊妹们在那里玩。
You are very happy and enjoy a good time with brothers and sisters there.
回到你的宿舍的时候，看见你这个同房的一个人呢，在那里哭。
And you returned to your dormitory and saw your roommate crying.
你能不能把你一切的快乐的情绪都收起来，同他说？安慰他，同他讲几句安慰的话。
Are you willing to conceal your happy feelings and comfort this roommate?
那这种情形之下，就叫你晓得主给你呀联系弟兄相爱的一个机会。
And in this situation, the Lord gives you an opportunity to comfort a brother.
我已经说过了，什么事情都要联系的。
I have said that you should have mercy all the time.
彼此相爱并不是。新诞节礼物邮差会送到你的门口来的。
Loving one another is not a Christmas present that is sent to your door.
这是你的联系。
It is your mercy.
这是你的 homework.
It's your homework.
神给我们，我常说，我们信了主以后，我们就开始做神学生。
I always say that after we believed in the Lord, then we became a seminarian.
那个还是真正神学啊。
And it's really theology.
老师说将来。老师是天国的人才，不一定是人学院训练出来的。
I believe that a person else in the kingdom of God may not be selected from seminarians.
神就是从这样子的神学训练出来的。
The Lord choose from these kind of theological students.
弟兄相爱这么重要。
Loving one another is so important.
请留意，神怎样在你环境里面预备弟兄相爱的功课给你，或者预备弟兄相爱的 homework 叫你做。
Please be really sensitive in your environment that the Lord provides opportunity for you to do the homework of loving one another.
在马可福音第六章三十一至三十四节有一件事情，请你们告诉我，主耶稣基督在那里放下什么？
In Mark chapter 6, verse 31 to 36, the Lord Jesus Christ did something.
31, 马可第六章三十一节。
Mark 6, 31.
从三十四节放在一起
and 34 we read together
三十一节告诉我们说耶稣对门徒说因为他们太忙了太辛苦了 他说你们来等我暗暗地到旷野地去歇歇，这是因为雷王的人多，他们连吃饭都没有功夫。那么三十节，耶稣出来见了许多人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多道理。
The Lord seeing that the disciples are really busy asked them to come with him to the wilderness to rest for a while. He said, come away by yourself to a lonely place and rest for a while. But when in 34 when he landed, he saw a great throng and he had compassion on them.
你们晓得马可福音是讲耶稣是好像一个仆人，好像甚至于好像一只牛一样的，很辛苦很劳累的。
Mark portrayed Jesus Christ as a servant,
as
an ox that really served others.
所以在马可福音里面，你能看见耶稣很忙，这刻又到这个地方，立时就往哪里去。
So in the Gospel of Mark, you see that Jesus Christ is always very busy, coming to this place and going to that place.
所以甚至于连吃饭也没有功夫啊，或者说饭也顾不得吃，也提了两次。
And he didn't have time to eat, and it is mentioned twice.
可是当他看见这些人追着他，他就出来向他们传道。
But when he saw this throng following him, he came out and he preached to them.
我们都知道约翰福音第四章的故事，是不是
？We all know the story recorded in John 4.
耶稣大半天走了路。
The Lord has been walking for most part of the day.
所以现在他需要休息一下。
And he wanted to rest for a while.
可是这么一个妇人在他前面，他就忘记了他的疲乏，向他传道。
But then it was a woman that he saw there, and he forgot about his tiredness, and he preached to this woman.
那这个就是说，愿主恩待我们，叫我们能学他彼此相爱。
I really pray that the Lord will teach us to love, to learn to love one another.
这个事情上，我们做传道人的有经验啊。
And in this, we preachers have experienced.
有时候一餐饭有四个电话。四个电话 ，four telephone calls
during a meal there can be four telephone calls.
啊，怎么样呢
？How can you
是不是因为既然对面听不见的话，我们可以说郑大爷又来电话了
？Do you say that this is really disgusting? The telephone comes again.
因为还是对方还是听不见了。
Or you can say that I don't hear it.
对方听不见。
Oh, because
the part didn't.
Oh, that part didn't hear it.
但是主听见，弟兄姊妹们。
But the Lord hears it. What should we do? We should praise God. It's another telephone call.
小事情，这些都是小事情，弟兄姊妹们。
These are really trivial things.
可是这小事情与我们将来在国度里面做王都有关系。
But these trivial matters are closely related to our reigning in the kingdom of God in the future.
记清楚啊，恐怕你们回去以后，恐怕立时就有这个 homework 来了。
Probably after you return, brothers and sisters, you have homework to do.
当你吃饭的时候，有电话里要你帮忙。
Maybe you're eating a meal, then there is a phone call asking you to help.
你是不是说，我现在正在哪里吃饭？为什么？因为你这个人这么不识相的。
Will you say that I'm eating my meal? Why should you call me this time?
就说恩典，我们叫我们知道，这是一个功课。
I really pray that the Lord will help us and teach us that this is a lesson.
你们记得不记得有一次？有个生大麻风的人呢，叫耶稣，同耶稣说主啊，你若肯，我就能得到洁净。
Do you remember that there's a leper that came to Christ and asked for help?
那主耶稣记得这么说。
How did Jesus Christ answer him?
Hey, 你不好来呀，你不好来，你要住在城外那个远的地方。
He said you shouldn't come, you should be staying outside the city.
主耶稣说我肯。
Jesus said I'm willing.
他用手摸摸他。
And he laid his hand on him.
我到现在我还记得我的父亲做过一件事情，我一生不会忘记。
There's one thing that my father did that I couldn't forget.
那个时候在那个城里面，霍乱很流行，霍乱克里尔。
Oh, at that time in the city, cholera was rampant.
那有一个人呢，非常厉害的霍乱病。
And one man suffered greatly from cholera.
也是他的妻子都不肯接近他。
And even his wife was unwilling to be close to him.
可是他去喂他药。
But she went and feed him medicine. And this man was healed.
我当时也想了，我想这样子厉害的话，为什么你要去？
I said, this man suffers from cholera. Why are you willing to go and help him?
这个霍乱病这么厉害，连妻子都不肯接近他了。
The cholera was so terrible that even the wife wasn't willing to be close to him.
我还怪他，好像你太没有常识了。
I was angry with him that he does not have
common sense.
It's not just a common sense.
我现在才知道他有天上的 common sense. 我那个是没有那个 common sense 啊。
But now I understand that he has heavenly common sense, and I didn't have it.
主耶稣基督就是这样子。
The Lord Jesus Christ is like this.
所以求主怜悯我们，叫我们有多少的是也希望有那个天上的常识。
I really pray that the Lord will give us the heavenly common sense.
当主耶稣基督面向耶路撒冷的时候，
Before the Lord Jesus Christ went to Jerusalem,
有这么严重的事情在他前面，
There were such serious things before him.
可是在半路的时候有瞎子在那里喊，大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧！
There was a blind person on the way asking him to help him, calling him the son of David.
这个门徒是感觉到，你这瞎子做什么，吵什么？
Our disciples was angry and said, what are you blind people doing here?
不要这么大声吵。
Please don't shout.
耶稣这么说。
What did you just say?
耶稣说对他来。
Said, take him over.
有这么严重的一件事情，他要进耶路撒冷为世界上人赎罪。 有这么大的一件事情，这个瞎子呢，这瞎子你已经瞎了嘛，就无所谓的了。
Jesus is going to confront a very important thing in Jerusalem, to be nailed on a cross to save men's sin, and yet he take care of this blind person.
我们有时候是不是这么说？我有一件要紧的工作要做。
Do we say this sometimes that I have very important thing to do?
所以你这种事情小事情不要来麻烦我。
This is a very trivial matter. Please don't bother me.
那不是基督不是这个样子。
Christ is not like that at all.
我们若是把我们自己放下来的话，我们就知道应该如何。
If we lay down ourselves, then we know what we should do.
弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
彼此相爱是要一点一点学起来的。
Brothers and sisters, loving one another should be learned little by little.
我感觉到我们基督徒有个通病，就是说，以为一些事情呢，都一拿就可以拿到的。
We Christians have a delusion that whatever we pick up, we pick up at once.
不晓得许多属灵的事情都是一步一步学起来的。
But we don't understand that a lot of spiritual things we should learn step by step.
愿主怜悯我们，叫我们记得，我们要彼此相爱的话，一定要把自己放下来。
I really pray that the Lord will teach us that in order to love one another, we should lay down our life, ourselves.
今天我学一点，明天再学一点，渐渐渐渐的，那么习惯成自然。
We should do this a little bit today and tomorrow, and it will become a habit.
我们的弟兄什么时说过，许多事情需要我们的 virtue 去影响人。
Our brother Reverend Shannon had said that a lot of times it has to use our virtue to affect other people.
那么那种 virtue 你就渐渐渐渐加上加起来，渐渐渐渐学起来。
Then the virtue is accumulated and then learned.
并不是说你讲了 virtue， 听了 virtue， 那 virtue 就来了。
It doesn't mean that when you heard virtue, then virtue will come.
是求主恩典我，我有这个缘故，所以圣经告诉我们，主耶稣注意什么？注意小事情。
I really pray that the Lord will help us and let us realize that the Lord notice what? Notice small things.
有这小事情，小事情加起来就成为大的身，大的德行。
Because trivial things when they are accumulated become big things.
让我们祷告好吧。
Let's pray.
求主教导我们，叫我们都能有恩典学他的样子。
I really pray that the Lord will help us and give us grace so we can learn from Him.
弟兄姊妹们，什么叫做奉献？
Dear brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be consecrated?
奉献就是说放下你自己。
Consecration means to lay down yourself.
奉献并不是跑到前面来或者站起来就是奉献了。
Consecration doesn't mean that you stand up or come to the front.
奉献的生命就是说我把自己放下来。
Consecrated life means to lay down yourself.
在主一方面，我们真主伟大。
We have the Lord as the most important person in our life.
在我们自己方面就把自己放下来。
On our part, we lay down ourselves.
没有把自己放下来，这个奉献不算的奉献。
If you don't lay down yourself, then consecration is not consecration at all.
你在大的事情上放下你自己，在小的事情上放下你自己，没有放下你自己，那请留意，恐怕这个是恐怕我们自己在欺骗自己。
If in big things you lay down yourself, but in small things you refuse to do so, then please pay attention. You may be deceiving yourself.
弟兄姊妹们，你以往的奉献的生活，是不是真是放下自己？
Dear brothers and sisters, the consecrated life that you have led, did you really lay down yourself?
若是你没有放下自己，这等于在生命里说谎话。
If you didn't really lay down your life, then you may be deceiving yourself and telling a lie.
弟兄姊妹们，你们从前没有奉献自己，愿意不愿意从今天起靠主的恩典放下自己？
Dear brothers and sisters, you may not have consecrated your life in the past, but from today onward, are you willing by the Lord's grace to lay down yourself?
弟兄要弟兄相爱的话，一定需要放下自己。
In order to love one another, we should lay down ourselves.
要弟兄相爱的话，一定要注意小事情。
In order to love one another, we should pay attention to small things.
我们愿意不愿意对主说，主啊，好的，从今天起，我真愿意放下自己。
Are you willing to say to the Lord that, yes, Lord, from today onward, I'm willing to lay down myself?
我相信我应该给弟兄姊妹们机会。若是弟兄姊妹们当中有这样子思想的话，你有这个心愿，我也很愿意看见你在人面前用动作来表示。
Dear brothers and sisters, I think that we should give you an opportunity. If you are willing to make such a commitment for the Lord, you should show it by an action.
有多少弟兄姊妹们愿意说，主啊，好，请你帮助我，叫我从今天起，我真愿意放下自己。
How many brothers and sisters are willing to say to the Lord, yes, Lord, I'm willing from today onward to lay down myself?
请你在这面前举手好不好
Please raise up your hand before the Lord.
Yeah, 主看见你的手
The Lord sees your hand.
主看见你的手
The Lord sees your hand.
主会帮助你们
The Lord will help you.
因为他告诉我们，凡是到他来那里来，他都不撇弃
Because it said that whoever comes to him, he will not cast away.
我们知道我们靠自己能力，不能达到目的
Because we know that by our own strength or power, we cannot reach the goal.
但他能帮助我们达到目的
But he is able to help us to achieve the goal.
就是在我们当中，以前你奉献过自己。
Among us, there are some who have consecrated themselves before the Lord.
可是你感觉到是怎么有好好过奉献的生活
But you think that you have not led a good consecrated life.
那你应该重新奉献
You should consecrate yourself, renew your consecration.
有许多人不懂这个事情，但是为什么会重新奉献的
A lot of people don't understand this. How can you renew your consecration?
你看看小孩子走路怎么样
Look at the child when he walks.
初初走的时候走不动，走一下就跌了一跤。
He cannot walk well and tumble all the time.
小孩子好久好久是，他跌了一跤，他起来再走过。
But the good thing about a child is that after he tumbles, he gets up again, he walks again.
恐怕第二次再会跌跤。
And maybe he'll tumble again.
或者三次、四次。
Maybe for three or four times.
但小孩子已经好久是，无论几次，我一定要把他走会。
But the good thing about a child is that he's willing to persist on and he wants to learn how to walk.
也许多说灵的事情也是如此。
And a lot of spiritual things work in the same way.
若是你跌倒了，那已经跌倒了，有什么办法呢？就向主承认就是了。
After you have tumbled, what can you do? You can only confess your sins before the Lord.
起来，再走过。
Get up and walk again.
我相信靠主恩典，有一天我一定能走得好。
I believe that by the Lord's grace, one day I'll be able to walk well.
有人说，我跌跌跤怎么样
呢？He said, if I tumble again, what should I do?
你没有跌，为什么你这么担心做什么
？Why should you worry?
若是你真正跌跤，好，在主面前承认，起来再走。
If really tumbled, then confess to the Lord and get up again and walk.
若是我在我们当中有这样子弟兄姊妹们，你愿意不愿意今天在生命就重新奉献自己
？If there are brothers and sisters like this among us, are you willing to renew your consecration today before the Lord?
你可以在生命就举举手。
You can raise up your hand.
赞美主。
Thank you, Lord.
赞美主。
Thank you, Lord.
主知道我们的软弱。
The Lord knows our weaknesses.
不要上魔鬼的当。
Please don't fall into the trap of Satan.
你奉献有什么用处
？Consecration, what's the use?
你上次奉献了，你人就是这个样子。
You have consecrated before, but you still like this.
你告诉他说，是的，上一次奉献了，我是这个样子。但是靠主的恩典，我这次不一定会这个样子。
Tell him yes, I consecrated and I remain the same. But now this time, it's going to be a new consecration. I will change.
我也相信主一定会帮助我达到这个目的。
And I'm sure the Lord would help me to achieve this goal.
魔鬼很诡计啊，常叫弟兄姊妹灰心。
The Satan is very cunning. He sometimes he uses all kinds of things to make brothers and sisters discouraged.
在这里我有一件事情想起弟兄姊妹们你们当中有没有那一位弟兄姊妹你们心中间还在那恨某某弟兄姊妹的
If there are brothers and sisters among us that really still have hatred for others
我不知道我为什么有这个思想
I don't know why I have this thought
那么这个件事情很非常重要的弟兄姊妹
This is very important brothers and sisters
千万不要给魔鬼留地步
Please don't leave any space to Satan
你也晓得你恨别人了那个人不会受伤害的
You said that if you hate somebody, then that somebody will not be hurt.
受伤害的是你自己啊。
You yourself is hurt.
为什么这么愚蠢做什么呢？是不是
？Why should you be so foolish?
主道文里面告诉我们说，要赦免别人的罪，如同我赦免别人的罪。
The Lord teaches us that we should forgive others' trespasses as He forgives our trespasses.
我们要去主赦免我们，我们主道文告诉我们说，我们要赦免他人。
If we want the Lord to forgive us, then we should forgive others also.
这件事情呢，主导文全篇主导文只有这件事情，在马太福音第六章告诉我们，主耶稣基督在主导文以后，再用两节圣经来强调。
In the Lord's Prayer, only this verse is emphasized twice in Matthew 6 by Jesus Christ.
并且清清楚楚，若是你们不赦免别人的罪，天父也必不赦免你们的罪。
It said very clearly that if you don't forgive other people, then your Father in heaven will not forgive you.
弟兄姊妹们，基督徒非基督徒信主耶稣基督就得到罪的赦免。
Dear brothers and sisters, non-Christians believe in the Lord and they have their sins washed away.
但是基督徒，请你记得，你还有附带的一个条件。
But Christians, please remember that you still have a condition. You must forgive others, then the Lord will forgive you.
所以我希望你进去为做聪明人，把恨别人对别人故意不去的事情，不要挂在心里面，交给耶稣，让耶稣把他办着。I
really pray that, brothers and sisters, be wise today. And if you still have hatred for others in your heart, then ask the Lord to take it away from you.
愿意这样子的弟兄姊妹们吗？
Are there brothers and sisters willing to do so?
若是愿意这样子的，你有这个愿意，请也对这个秘诀用行动来表示。
If you are willing, please show the willingness in action before the Lord.
有吗？
Is there anyone?
赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
这不是羞耻的事情，赞美主。
This is not a shameful thing. Praise the Lord.
赞美主，这是得胜的事情。
This is a victorious thing.
叫魔鬼去羞耻的事情。
This is something that will get Satan to be shameful.
Anyone else? 还有别位吗？赞美主，赞美主，要勇敢啊！赞美主。
He's the courageous.
Yeah, 主知道你的心，主看见你的手。
The Lord knows your heart and He sees your hands.
把那恨别人的心完全放下来。
Lay down your hatred for others.
从主说主，赦免我愚昧无知的罪，我不再恨那个人。
Tell the Lord that I'm willing to give up the hatred in myself, in me, and I'm willing not to hate that brother anymore.
还有哪一位吧？
Is there anybody else?
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主，靠主恩典得胜啊，得胜。
Victorious by the Lord's grace.
赞美主，靠主恩典得胜，靠主恩典得胜。
Victorious by the Lord's grace.
靠主恩典得胜，感谢主。还有吧？
Is there anyone else?
亲爱的主啊，我们把这些弟兄姊妹们的心交在你手中，你知道他们的心。 他们愿意靠你的恩典，从现在起，过一个把自己放下来的生活。因为你给我们看见，这是你给我们的榜样。你叫我们开怀，向后看，看见你的十字架上的榜样；叫我们要向前看，看见你的未来为我们所预备的荣耀。主啊，教导我们，教导我们，叫我们真知道如何把自己放下来。请你叫我们知道，现在是我们学习的时候。 我们承认说主啊弟兄姊妹相爱的这件事情上，我们没有好好的学。愿你教导我们，愿你带领我们。当这样子的联系摆在我们前面的时候，叫我们立时就注意到，这是主要我联系的功课。不然我们大意的把它忘记掉，或者把它放过去。就因为我们知道，今天若是我们不联系彼此相爱的话，将来在你国度里面，我们会感觉到不舒服。哦，亲爱的主，带领我们，带领我们。 今天在你面前举手的弟兄姊妹们，他们要过真正奉献的生活，就是要过一个把自己放下来的生活。他们生活在世界上，行动，无论是念书，无论做工，无论是养家，无论教导小孩子，叫他们知道都是为你，并不是为他们自己。因为这个世界本来是在这个家庭本来是你的，我们的身体也是你的，我们的生命也是你的。主，谢谢你，你给我们这样子的恩典。 给我们这样子的愿望，但愿你保守我们弟兄姊妹们，今天在你面前举手的弟兄姊妹们，就是你一个一个保守他们，叫他们的爱心在知识上和见识上都而又多，叫我们能有恩典分别是非，做一个橙色无辜的人，知道主耶稣基督的日子。主啊，今天恩典我们弟兄姊妹们当中，感觉到上来魔鬼当有一种恨人的心，亲爱的主。 谢谢你，你有赦罪赦免的恩典。求你把这些东西从我们心中拿去。有一种光景之下，也不容易拿得去的。但是主啊，你有法子可以拿去，我们自己是没有办法。可是求主你给我们一个坚决的心，我们靠主的恩典，一定要把它放弃，一定要把它拿去，让我们心里面不会给魔鬼有地步。主，求你恩待我们弟兄姊妹们，因为他们肯这样子放弃的话，给他们贴上了喜乐和平安。 教导我们，叫我们在这世界上暂时的光阴当中，真能丰丰富富享受你所为我们预备的福分。不然我们失去，主啊，不让我们失去，这何等可惜！因为这万古一切为我们预备了这么多的福分，而今天我们所享受的这么少，为了这个缘故，所以我们不能荣耀你。世界上不能看见我们的特许的情形，特许的生命，特许的恩典。主啊，主啊，求你怜悯我们。你既然带领弟兄姊妹们到这里。 这次既然你把这个题目放在我们面前，主，我们相信你不但把这个真理给我们，你也一定会把能力给我们，教我们能实行。
不然的话，你的真理岂不是白白的废了吗？主啊，谢谢你，所以我们相信你一定会帮助我们，帮助我们实行彼此相爱这个命令。亲爱的主，带领我们，我们这一次把我们自己交在你的手中，我们知道你的手各伟大，各有能力，能当心我们，能把我们所需要的赏赐给我们，能带领我们奔跑小路，一直等到我们进到你的国度里面。我们这样子祷告祈求，是奉主耶稣基督的名。